Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, there's probably a little snow in your backyard, but you know, it's still February and the sun is shining. Hey, a great day. But saying snow in the backyard, you're probably going to be a little surprised, not a lot, but a little surprised that I want to talk about produce in the park. And some of you are going, oh, we're already starting to talk about produce in the park. Well, of course, you won't be able to go shop in the park until probably early June. But if you've ever been involved with any kind of organization that does things, you know that you have to start early to get the organization done and get all that planning done. So the first meeting 2016 for Produce in the Park planning will be Thursday the 18th. So I was thinking that was this week. No, let's not hurry that up anymore than we have to. So Thursday the 18th, 4:30 at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce meeting room. Now, who should come to that? Well, of course, we hope a lot of vendors will show up, people who grow produce and want to be a part of it. But then there are the other folks who produce things like crafts, like home decor, like baked goods, some photography. I mean, there's a whole list of possibilities of what can be produced and sold at the produce in the park. It all needs to be locally produced. Sorry, you can't sell stuff that was made in China or wherever else. It needs to be produced by the person who is selling it. I'm sure that's one of those criteria that will be continued, because one of the things that's going to be discussed at this first meeting in 2016 is taking a look at what was done in the past, what was the criteria, the rules, the regulations, and all that sort of stuff. You know, so I'm sure that will be reviewed, as well as setting the date for starting and ending produce in the park. But someone said, well, you know, you need to involve some more community folks. And I'm going, I think we did that. Now, that doesn't mean we can't do more. But I was reviewing a list of folks that were involved last year. Now, there were 20 weeks, and each week an attempt was made to have some kind of food demonstration, perhaps a chef, perhaps a, you know, an organization that does some kind of food prep. We tried to have some activities for kids every week. And also entertainment, and also what we called an education space, a group that comes and shows, demonstrates, talks about what that organization does. So if you think about 200 things that had to be put together in addition to the vendors, that's a lot of getting people together. And who does that? Well, whoever comes to the planning meeting, and that's open to anybody who'd like to be involved. You don't have to raise vegetables in order to be a part of the planning for Produce in the Park. And I'll talk a little bit about some of those other folks. But it is a community event. And I think more and more as we went through the summer, people were saying, yeah, this is a fun place to come. This is a fun place to bring my family. It's, you know, you can stop by in a hurry if that's the way you are. But otherwise, you could just have a few minutes, up to 2 hours, just having a good time, eating something, buying something, visiting with people. And so it is a community event. So lots of people in the community are supporting that. And as I said, it might be organizations, it might be businesses, it might be individuals who have provided something at Produce in the Park. And so I started to make a list, and I want to go down through that list, and perhaps you'll be surprised at some of the people who were involved. Now, these were people or organizations that did at least one of those kinds of things that I talked about, but sometimes they did two. Maybe they would provide kids activities and do a food demonstration on the same night. BPW came quite often and did kids activities. So, you know, it varied from group to group, depending on what their expertise and their interest was as to what they provided for produce in the park. And most of these people did not get any pay. This is mostly volunteer to help support a community event. The people who provided a food demonstration, the food may have been paid for, but most of the time, this was just a free will donation in terms of time and expertise to share with people in the community at Produce in the Park. So starting down the list, like I say, I hope I don't miss too many. But the first one on the list is ISU Extension. And you're going, well, you know, that's a logical one, of course, because they're in the business of education. But they did, they were there more than once and did kids activities and did food demonstration. Cass County Hospital Systems, yep, they were more there more than once also doing food safety and food demonstration. Beef producers, guess what they did? Oh, they had yummy stuff for their food demonstration. Our Daily Bread, also in addition to being a vendor, also did a food demonstration. And Wickman Child Care. And they kind of, for their food demonstration, kind of zeroed in on things it's possible for kids to do, but of course also did kids' activities. Robinson Hardware, Jack Jensen, master griller. He's always a hit because whatever he brings off the grill, people go, I didn't know you could grill that. So that's always a hit. Cass County Conservation, that was mostly Laura Canning, and she provided kids' activities. And she also did a food demonstration. And when she was there, like most of the kids' activities, the kids, oh, you know, what's going on? I want to go do that. Hy-Vee had a food demonstration as well as food nearly every week. Capples, one of the sponsors, and did s'mores on the grill. You know, you think of s'mores on a campfire. Hey, they did them on the grill. Sweet Joy Shop, of course, was a food demonstration. The YPA through the Chamber and Wells Fargo was a sponsor as well as providing kids' activities. First United Methodist Church came several times to do kids' activities and especially doing the bounce house. That is one of the most popular things that draws kids to any place you put those up. AAUW, American Association of University Women, did kids' activity. DOES did a food activity with kids that they loved. As I mentioned, BPW was there a number of times. Atlantic Parks and Rec. And, of course, not only did they provide some kids' activities, they also keep the park in great shape, and so it's a nice place to have produce in the park. Home Sweet Home did kids' activities. YMCA, of course. They did kids' activities, and that included the bounce house. Parents as teachers, kids' activities, Zion Recovery, Master Gardeners, Arise, Nishnabotna Trails. Yep, they brought some bicycles. Salute Gymnastics, the Atlantic Public Library furnished a magician, and he also did balloons, and that was it was fun to see the kids' faces. It had some photos of kids interacting with him. He was really great to interact with the kids. Lullaby Foundation, oh, they did big bubbles. Kiwanis, several activities. Little Lambs, Dance Atlantic, Farm Bureau, Modern Woodman. Those are all organizations, and I'm sure that I'm missing some others. A number of businesses support Produce in the Park, either being there or supporting it through helping with marketing and so on. So it's a great support from the city. And then there were some individuals that I wanted to mention because they were there mostly because they like to do what they do. And the first one was Charlotte Saluk, little junior chef, and just, you know, making up a storm. Michelle Hansen, she's a great baker. Kim Comas, another great baker, had samples. And that's the neat thing about the food demonstration. There's always samples, so you get to do some tasting. Sarah Arnold, another great little chef who was tossing up a salad that most people go, oh, I didn't know you could do that. And then some of the entertainment, BJ Hart, Jeremy Faga, Pat McCauley, Heidi Hinman and her students, Andy Glant and his friend from Germany, Sarah Selders, and Mike Gibson and his friends with, they're the Tuba Boys. So those are most, but probably not all, of the folks who helped to make Produce in the Park a real community and fun kind of event. So again, the meeting, the first planning meeting of 2016 is Thursday, the 18th at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce meeting room, 4:30. And anyone who's interested and has some suggestions, and, you know, we got to go through some of the basic stuff, but we always like to have more ideas. So come and join us then and give us ideas for produce in the park. That it doesn't start till probably June, but hey, who knows? That goes by so fast, it'll be here before we know it. So come join in the planning. Until next time, here's a thought from Theodore Roosevelt. In a moment of decision, the best thing you can do is the right thing. The next best thing is the wrong thing. And the worst thing to do is nothing.